course, he'd be out riding in maybe high wind, and he couldn't smoke very much. And from the time he'd get home until he'd go to bed, he'd just light one cigarette off the other one. Sometimes he'd light the first one on a coal on the in the fireplace. But he was out on up here on Lodge Pole hunting horses one day and didn't have very many matches. He got down by the side of his horse to try to light a cigarette and blew out all but the last match. And he said, come home and told me, he said, I said to myself, this match goes out, I'm through smoking from here on. Well, it went out. And he stopped the cigarette and he never smoked another one.
Oh.
And he had just smoked constantly from the time he was just a little boy. He could cough it the same way.
What else did men smoke? Pipes?
No. None of the cowboys ever smoked a pipe. I never seen a pipe until kind of began to settle up.
Just too big.
It's all together. And they all rolled their own. They wasn't such a thing as tailor-made then. I can well remember when the first, and how the boys made fun of the fellas that carried the tailor-made, as they called them.
Were cigars pretty good? I mean, when they went to town, did they buy cigars?
Well, I don't know, because I wasn't around much, and Dad never did. I never seen Dad smoke a cigar or a pipe in my life. And he could smoke cigarettes when I was about 8. And I never saw a man chew tobacco until the country began to settle up. None of the boys chewed tobacco. Easterners came out they chewed tobacco, and I thought it was the filthiest looking habit I'd ever seen in my life. I guess it would have been worse than a cigarette.
Yeah, there's something about it.
Uh-huh.
You don't just chew tobacco by
right.
yourself. You live it all
That's right.
About how long was a working day then?
Well, it depended on what they were doing, but if they was going on a roundup, just as soon as they could see to saddle their horses, they were up and they worked until, after sundown. It was long hours and small pay.
Worked like a horse, too.
That's right. That is, if you could call riding, and it was work. Roping and branding calves was hard work, because some of those calves were pretty hefty. By the time it was time to brand them, and it was really hard work during a roundup time.
This is a modern item. If you've made up your mind that you're not going to do something and someone keeps trying to push you into it, you might say, well, you might just as well stop, because you may try to get me to do that, but
I'm not going to do that. if it's something that I just absolutely will not do, or something that I feel like that I just don't want to do or don't believe in, I'll just say, no, I don't want any part of that. That's about what I'd say, I imagine. No, I just don't want any part of that.
In the later years, did you ever hear I might could do it?
Yes, I've heard that expression.
Slipped in from the south.
It did. Well, I didn't
imagine it's a southern expression.
I heard an expression a while ago. Some folks came to visit that lady that was here. They gave me the key from her, and she said, "I'll tell you that it's a far piece from Texas up here to Buffalo. It's a far piece." I've heard that. I've heard people in just making a light of somebody say it's a fur piece someplace.
Uh-huh.
But I thought, I just made that up. But she, it's a far piece from Texas.
It's normal to her.